Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet, and pardon my voice. It just went to hell this morning.
Sounds all right. Sounds all right right now. But okay. Yeah, that might be a little bit croaky as the show goes on.
Did a lot of talking today, so that's that will come up later.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Plenty will be. All will be revealed. Don't worry. It's episode 719 of the Hucklebug.
Means nothing.
Means nothing. We've had enough. We've had enough of sums recently, right? So we're all right. We don't have a rip, but we would like to wish a happy 99th birthday to legendary...
That man. That man.
Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke, 99 years old. He's celebrated by being in Coldplay's new video.
Yes, well, not only 99 years old, as vital as ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was one of the people in California who had to evacuate his house.
Oh, yeah.
Wildfires.
That's right.
And he told the story of trying to ruffle his water hose, and he couldn't do it. And he had to crawl to his car. This man's 99 years old.
Yes. 99.
Dick Van Dyke is a legend in so many ways.
And he's a national treasure as well.
He truly is. And he loves life.
He loves life. And I encourage everybody to check out the Coldplay video, the new Coldplay video with Dick Van Dyke in it. I mean, it's a good song too, but it's interspersed with like bits of interviews with him. And he's like, I'm well aware that I could go any day now, but he doesn't seem like he
could go
any day now.
He didn't care. He's had a good life.
Yep. He said, doesn't fear it. It doesn't sound like he's like ready for it, but
Oh, and all those pictures of him on the Dick Van Dyke show doing
and
his
And he's dancing and stuff. I mean, he is literally hopping and jumping and doing his thing.
Yeah.
So 99 more years to you, Dick.
Well, and it's wild that, you know, he was the star of the show. Everybody else has now passed. Mm-hmm. And he's still out there just being Dick Van Dyke.
Did Carl Reiner pass?
He passed.
Just recently, right?
Right. It broke my heart for Mel Brooks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mary's gone, and Buddy and Sally. Well, Richie's probably still around, right?
Oh, I'm sure significantly Richie's probably younger. Still around.
I hope so. Larry Matt, good old little
and
Larry
good
Matthews.
Good old Frank Adamo. Do you know Frank Adamo?
Which one's he?
He played a character in almost every episode. Delivery boy.
Oh yeah. You
know, man at the grocery store. It was always Frank Adamo.
Frank Adamo. Hang on, I'll look him up.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there he is. Okay. Yeah, I see him.
Is he still with us?
No, he died in 1988. Okay. He was born in 1893, though.
Oh my
Lord.
For
heaven's sakes. We would not want him to still be around
now,
I don't
think. He looked so young in those episodes.
Hey, he was in Bye Bye Birdie also. And clearly he and Dick Van Dyke go back a long way. Anyway, happy birthday, Dick Van Dyke. I was telling Bette,
we
always do
happiness.
Rips for people. We're always doing rips for people, and I saw Dick Van Dyke turn 99, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to give him a happy birthday on the Hucklebug and celebrate him while he's still alive? So, if any of Dick Van Dyke's people are out there listening to this, put this in front of him. Let him know that Bette and I have been watching his stuff for years and years, and we love you, Dick. You're the best.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Hucklebug kiss.
Big Hucklebug kiss for you. Let's do some shout-outs, shall we? Roar.
We shall roar.
And we'll start over on Hucklebug.com.
With
where
Tina.
We have a shout-out for Tina. Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment. So she says, hi, both. Delighted you had a lovely Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. I decided while listening to the post, to the podcast, to make notes, as by the time I get to the end, I forget what I wanted to say. So here goes. Yeah, Dishy went through a phase where she did this as well. We've had lots of people take notes while listening to
take notes. There will be a pop quiz at one.
Yeah, we will have. There will be a quiz.
The next O or five might have a pop quiz.
Episode 1000, I think. Episode 1000 for sure will have a pop quiz. She says, clothes sizes are ridiculous here. I know, they are, Tina, because I have tried to buy a jersey for my favorite English football team, and it's very difficult to figure out the sizes.
Clothes sizes and shoe sizes.
There's big differences.
Wild.
Big differences between the UK and the US. And, you know, and our sizes here are also screwy. You know, you can take a medium in one brand and an extra large in another. It's crazy. Anyway, she says, they vary so much from shop to shop. Except in a shop called Next. So predominantly I buy from there. The other bonus is I mostly shop online as I hate shopping and so easy to return if I don't like them. See, I'm the same way. If I find something I like at like Old Navy, then I just keep buying it online from Old Navy. Most of my Christmas shopping has been online. So bet don't feel bad about ordering your wrapping paper on etc. online. You've not got to battle the shops or the idiots in them. Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Then she says, batteries. I feel your pain and feel the same about light bulbs. And Tina, you are so right because it's the same way over here. Do you get a 30 watt, 40 watt?
Mm-hmm.
How does the screw work into your lamp? Inside or outside? I think
the one I can't figure out is the bulb in my oven. The bulb in my oven's out. And I have no, I don't even know where it is. I can't even figure out. I can't even figure out where it is. So
I mean,
can
there should just be one. This is a light bulb. It fits everything.
This is exactly here. Is
just like a B battery.
Exactly. This is an L light bulb and it fits in everything. And then they should just all be dimmable and we can make them as bright or as dim as we want them to be.
She says motorway services are mirrorline shopping malls here. Hmm. Never heard of them.
No.
They have every takeaway you can think of, as well as a normally good supermarket like Waitrose.
That's pretty good.
For Marks and Spencer. Now, I have to tell you, Marks and Sparks, Marks and Spencer.
Uh-huh.
Tina, do you remember when I was over there visiting you with Terry in tow?
Hmm.
Who did we see shopping at Marks and Spencer?
Ooh, who was it?
No less a person
not
than
Alan
Nick
Mark.
Lowe himself.
Ooh, Nick Lowe. Very cool.
Chopping up Marks and Sparks. And, I almost wish we would have gone up to him and said, hey, Nick. But we just stood there with our mouths open. God, it's Nick Lowe. It's fucking Nick Lowe.
It's fucking Nick Lowe. He probably would have loved it if you guys had come up and said hi to him. I bet he doesn't have a lot of people coming. I mean, if you're Nick Lowe, if you're Justin Bieber or somebody like that, then sure, you get lots of people coming up and you probably
hate it.
But he
was just having a good time picking stuff up off the shelves. He was just, just being a guy.
Just being a normal human being. Well, that's fine. That's what he does. Let's see. She also,
Airplane.
Yeah. Remember It Well, a classic. Yep. Christmas
movies. She
gives
us some Christmas movies.
Another couple of recommendations, both animated and on Netflix. Well, what's on Netflix in the UK might not be on Netflix here, but we'll check.
Well, I've seen Claws advertised on Netflix. Haven't watched it. But.
And the other one is called That Christmas. And she said both are very good and worth a watch.
That Christmas. I gave you my heart.
I think that's enough for this week, ladies. Enjoy your week. Until next week, then.
We will.
Tina. Thank you, Tina.
Yay! Mwah.
We appreciate your shout out. Hey, you guys, we have good news. Although I will be going away for the holidays, I will not be gone on any Saturdays, so we will be continuing our regular Hucklebug recording schedule throughout the holiday season. And yes, you will hear from us Christmas week and New Year's week as well.
Whether you want to or not.
Well, we can't make you listen to it, but by golly, we're going to be recording it. Let's move over now to Facebook, where we have a few more shout outs.
Yes, and the first is from
Kelly
with an IE. said, glad you both had good Thanksgivings. I did not know that Airplane had that many Easter eggs.
Oh my goodness. If you watch Zero Hour.
It comes from a lot of places.
Zero Hour, honestly, it is the exact same. It is the identical plot. And like I said, a lot of the dialogue is lifted
exactly
word for word.
And it's hard to find. Especially if you just go online.
Yeah.
But it is worth it. You will crack your butt up.
It is really funny to watch it now as a serious film.
Oh, yes.
After you've seen.
There was no comedy in
Zero
Hour.
No, it was not meant to be.
Yeah.
It's even got, everybody's got the same names. I just wanted to see where you could watch. Oh, okay. Hang on. No, you can rent it. You can rent it for $2.99 from YouTube or Google Play or Apple TV or Fandango at Home or Amazon Prime.
At twice the price.
Yeah, it's worth it. Definitely worth it. Check it out. She also says, Stenny, I'm not sure I can do pants without pockets, even in my house. I get it. You know what? I do. Just getting up from like the living room and going to the bathroom, like having to carry my phone in my hand instead of just sticking it in my pocket.
Well,
it's crazy.
Let me tell you, going out today, the one thing I didn't want to do was carry my little wristlet with me. Mm-hmm. So I poked chapstick, credit card, phone, keys, all in my pockets.
All in the pockets.
I think at this point, now that I've bought some new pants, we talked about that earlier, mm-hmm. I don't think I have a pair of pants that I wear now that doesn't have pockets.
That doesn't have pockets. Yeah, it's just those lounge pants. But
gotta have pockets.
But you know, my pajama pants don't have pockets either, so I'm okay with it. But yeah, it's I certainly can't leave the house without them. She does have one more there for you.
Bet, so glad you conquered your anxiety, Will.
Yeah.
For how much I did.
Yes.
And got those eggs to Taylor's.
Yep. Yes. Safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Hoorah.
With
well done.
Help, but it's
happy
okay.
Holidays, Kelly with an IE. And thank you for your shout out.
Yay!
Yay! And now we have two more shout outs on our missive. The first, hang on. I didn't sort them by newest. Let me sort them by newest.
I think Sierra is first.
She is.
Okay.
We have a shout out for Mosquito.
We need you so. She says simply, I am alive. Yay!
Hey!
But I have a cold.
Ooh. It's a rough time of year for a caroler to have a cold.
To have a cold, that's right. You got to do some singing.
Can help you hit those low notes, though. Maybe just switch to tenor for a little bit. That's what I sometimes did at Christmas time. They were always...
Or, if you're me, even bass.
Even bass, a little baritone, a little bass.
Ba, ba, ba.
Ba, 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 ba. thank you for your shout out, Saskita. Good to hear from you. Bet and I were talking before the show about your video you posted on Insta working out on the weight machine while singing Santa Baby. That was great. That was great. I hope everybody saw that. She's in her caroling costume and everything. It's super. Our final shout out this week is for Doug. We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher.
I have a little bone to pick with Mr. Starcher. Doug says, Lynn's family Christmas tomorrow. We're taking quiche, which buys us a lot of goodwill. Well, I would think so. Quiche is fucking amazing.
Only imagine.
Still, until we are in the driveway heading home, it's a bit fraught. I get it. I got to drive all the way to Dad's next week, and I am a little worried about the snow. Hopefully, we'll be okay. Better days ahead, he says. Also, my second, this is where I have a bone to pick.
Okay.
My second Midnight Mystery Player show in the can last night. So fun. I did not know about it, and I did not go see it. I'm sorry, Doug. Advertise that shit better, if I may be so bold. On stage with literal local theater royalty. I was doing some maths in my head this morning. He says maths with an S.
Oh, like the Brits.
Like the Brits. I was doing some maths in my head this morning between the 12-person cast director and musical director, about 500 years of experience, it shows. That sounds amazing, and I happen to know that it was a Christmas carol. I missed it. I feel bad. I didn't know it was happening. I would have loved to have come and see it. I'm sorry I did not know about it. I wish I could come. Next time you're doing something, please let me know a little bit in advance so I can put it in my calendar and like plan to come and see it. I'm sorry I missed it, and I'm sure it was awesome. Merry Christmas, Dougie, And thanks, everybody, for your shout-outs.
Yay!
We appreciate you.
Before we go any further, further.
Yes.
Let me just do a very quick. As we are recording this podcast, this very podcast.
Yes.
My alma mater, Graham High School, is playing for the state championship.
Oh, yeah. It's on right now?
It is. It started at 5 o'clock, so it's going right now. I was hoping I could just get one tiny update.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't have one, so.
All right, I was going to say, you can put the game, if you want to put the game on TV, just mute it, but if you want to put it on TV and have it on in the background.
TV, we're Bluefield, Virginia.
I know, but you know, sometimes, you know, the high school games are a big deal, and sometimes they're broadcast locally. No, huh? No?
No, I rely on Facebook updates.
Oh, okay.
My brother-in-law, because, you know, all of the girls did something else we'll talk about later.
Okay, yes, I know.
He had some errands to run all the way to Roanoke and back, and so he took a detour. He's at the game right now.
Oh, okay, good. Live tweeting?
Apparently not. not a word not a about peep. The score.
All right, well, fine. All right, well, go Graham.
Go G-Men.
Go G-Men, go. Let's do some more stuff here. Let's get back to the
I think you got a movie.
I have a movie. And in fact, my movie is Angels Sing. I watched Angels
Sing. Oh, you did. You found it.
There was so much chatter about it. Yeah, it's on Pluto TV. And you know what really surprised me? I assumed it was going to be interrupted for multiple commercial breaks because Pluto's free, but it has lots of ads. That's one of the reasons it can be free. There wasn't a single commercial break, so that was nice.
Nice.
And sweet little Harry Connick Jr. is, of course, we all know him and love him. And I was very disappointed that he did not sing more. He sang just a teensy bit at the very, very end. You'd think in a movie with Lyle Lovett and Harry Connick Jr. and Willie Nelson that maybe you're going to get to hear all three of them do it.
Exactly.
Nope.
Ooh.
And in fact, there's a scene where they're in the house and there's this giant baby grand. And I'm like, well, Harry will be playing that before the movie's over. Nope.
Oh,
he never
man.
Plays the piano. And he sings only a very little bit at the very end. It's a nice little charming movie and sweet. It is. I can see where like the Hallmark movie stuff comes in, but it's not a romance. And it's kind of dark. I wasn't really expecting it. Harry's character has like a very tragic secret in his background.
Oh, wow.
And then during the course of the movie, another tragedy occurs. So there's some it goes to some dark places, this movie, that I was not expecting. I was expecting, because it had been talked about as being a sort of Hallmark movie sort of thing. I was expecting something very light, and it was not very light, but it was sweet and nice, and I'll give it a thumbs up for sure. But it wasn't quite what I was expecting to go into. Whoops, I dropped something. But yeah, thumbs up for Angels.
Yeah,
Sing.
I think when I went to Pluto, it said you have to sign up.
Well, you do
even
have to sign
you're
up.
You're not charged, and
it's
that,
true.
That was,
you don't
that
have to give them a credit card.
Okay.
You don't have to give them a credit card. You just have to give them an email address, but you don't even have to give them your own.
Hey, well, I got 2 days off, so.
There you go. It's very simple. Very simple and very easy to do. But I think Angel Sing is available on other platforms as well, so you can look for it elsewhere if you want, but it is available on Pluto. So yeah, thumbs up for that.
Yay!
What do you have?
I have a low light of the week.
Oh, so sad.
And folks, it's an aura. It's a rip. It's an aura.
Oh,
sorry,
honey.
Not of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Just of a thing in my life.
Okay.
It happened Tuesday. There are two things I'm going to talk about that happened on a Tuesday, and neither of them are good.
Okay.
But about... You know, time goes so fast, but I'm thinking at least 8 years ago for Christmas, one of my presents from my sister And it wasn't one of those, oh, I've got to get her this. Let me find this. I mean, it was just something she was walking around IKEA and said, oh, she'll like that.
Right.
And that was part of my Christmas.
Yeah.
She bought me, Stens, you're going to love it.
Okay.
A desk lamp with a bendy neck.
Uh-huh.
That, and I had never heard of this before at that time, doesn't plug into an outlet. It plugs into the USB port.
Oh, yeah.
So that is my lamp that sits on my desk.
Right. Every, that you had to get the and USB
I, and I use it
for.
Every single effing day.
Right.
Because I'm at my computer every
single
day.
Oh, no. I think
day.
I know what this low light might be. Okay,
yeah. And so I actually, Stens and I have had lots of conversations, and she's given me things to buy because I don't have enough USB ports. And so I got one, and everything was wonderful. And Tuesday night, my little desk lamp went toe up. It
oh,
died.
No. All right. Now, I was going to ask, do you think the bulb went out? Or do you think it
well,
was...
Well, I mean, it doesn't unscrew. So, you know, I don't know. And... Of what kind of bulb would go into that? It's
that's the like, problem with a with, well. That's the problem with a lamp you buy at IKEA. The sometimes the bulbs
exactly
you, the bulbs can only be gotten at IKEA.
So
as well.
I immediately went to Amazon, Google, searched a USB port desk lamp, and I bought another one.
Okay,
but it's black and it's ugly. And this one is so cute. It coordinates with my walls in the dinette.
Yeah.
And I have loved it so much. And so as we speak, I'm sitting here halfway in the dark.
Oh, honey.
But I loved that little lamp. It reminds me of the opening of a Pixar movie. The little lamp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Pixar lamp. Yeah.
I've always loved it. And he's standing there right now as dead as Donald Trump's brain.
Well, that's
but you know, nothing lasts forever. That's
Yeah, that's true. Sad, but true.
But I was so sad to see him go.
I'm so sorry. R.I.P. Bette's desk lamp. We went to all that trouble to get you a USB hub.
Well,
so
you know, when the new
in.
One comes, we'll still need it. So that's
yeah, that's true. All right. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about it. But, you know, as low lights go, I don't think that's too bad.
It's not the worst.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up to last week's binge watch.
Okay.
Now, you may recall last week my binge watch was the woman in the house across the street from the girl who lives in the window or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember myself now. With Kristen Bell, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when I gave my brief review of it here on last week's Hucklebug, I had only seen half of it. I watched the second half on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the way it ended.
Oh, dear.
I didn't like the way it ended, and that kind of soured me on the whole thing.
Oh.
Strangely.
Well, you know, actually, that's funny, because when I was thinking about watching what you've told me.
Yeah.
The other one, what is it? Nobody Wants This?
Nobody Wants This, yeah.
Has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards.
I really
so
liked
I thought it. I will watch that one first.
Now having seen both of them all the way through, I would recommend Nobody Wants This more highly than I recommended The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. That's what it is. The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. I thought a lot of great stuff was going on it, but I felt the ending was so unsatisfying. You know, when you're watching a show that is essentially a mystery, and that's what it is, because, like I said, you don't really know what's true and what isn't as you're watching it. You have a sense in your head, just like when you're watching Only Murders in the Building or something like that, where, you know, you're trying to figure out who the killer is or, you know, what actually transpired. And frequently I end up being at least a little bit let down by the ending. So like, oh, it isn't the guy I thought it was, or it is the guy I thought it was. What a bummer. Or, you know, whatever. But
I saw this coming down Main Street.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, it wasn't something that I saw coming, but it also just, it didn't seem to make sense with the rest of it. And it just, I don't know. It just was really, it was unsatisfying. So it's not that I rescind my recommendation, because I still thought it was still good to watch.
Just don't finish it.
Yeah, maybe don't finish it. Or just be aware that it ends in a way that I found unsatisfactory. And so don't maybe pin your hopes on an awesome finale because there wasn't one. And that's all I wanted to say. And we can move on now with the show.
Okay. Yes. What do you... As Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say
about
that.
That's all I have to say about that. All righty. What do you
have? Well, from my low light, I have a highlight.
Yay! Turn that frown upside down.
Yes, and of course, it was today, the Christmas tea.
Yay! It's Christmas tea!
Yeah. Pat picked me up. We drove to the Palisades. And it has become a new Christmas tradition. What I call the Bowls Girls, which is, of course, me, Pat, Terry, and Allison. And immediately when we sat down at our table, Allison said, I just want to thank you all for including me as one of the Bowls Girls.
Oh, she is a Bowls Girl.
And I said, Allison, you are a Bowls Girl.
Yeah.
Whether you want to be
Too late. You married in.
Right.
You're a Bowls Girl now, honey.
But, you know, they brought the tea. The first tea is always Buckingham Palace, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
So we were drinking tea and having fun. Just lots of talk. Lots of great talk. We all get on so well.
Yeah.
But then they started bringing out the food. I told Stens in kind of a non-spoiler, old favorite, new favorite.
Yeah.
On the first course... there is, you know, I don't like egg salad. I tried it, but I just don't like egg salad.
I like it.
There are egg salad finger sandwiches that are made with chipotle that they all loved. I took a bite, but it was egg salad.
Not for you.
But what rocks my world in the hot tea is the curry chicken salad.
Ooh.
And they had the curry chicken salad sandwiches. Yum. And it was great. Scones, then Victoria cake. It goes on and on and on.
Yum, yum.
But the last course are all of the kind of sweetest things, the desserts.
Yum, yum.
And I will save something for that later.
Okay.
But it was just such a great day, like it always is.
Yay!
We had so much fun. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me, you know, getting around now.
Yeah.
Because the Palisades is like an old warehouse. And so you leave the road and you have to walk through gravels, you know, to get to the door. And when I got out of the car and started into the gravels, I had three hands reaching out for me.
Yep.
And it wasn't because they pitied me and thought I was an invalid. It was, hey, you need a hand. Here's mine.
Because they support you.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it was just so much fun.
Goody. Yay.
Yes.
Hooray.
But like I said, a couple of things later. But
okay. A couple of things later.
Well,
all right.
But first of all, but before I go to later, when it came time to pay, you know, we all had our credit cards ready.
Yep.
And the person said, do you want to split this four ways? And my sister said, no, I'm taking care of this.
Ooh, all right.
I was not prepared for that.
Wow.
It was lovely. It was such, what a gesture.
Very nice. Very nice.
But the tea is great. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
I hope it goes on as long as I'm here.
I hope so, too. I love hearing about it every year. I'm sure that our listeners do as well. One of these days, I would love to attend it with you. I probably won't have
that be a blast?
Wouldn't that be fun? someday. Yes,
and you could have curry chicken salad.
Well, I'm not sure I'll like that, but I might like the Chipotle egg salad. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good.
You could have my egg salad.
There you go. We'll trade. Perfect. Now, my timer just ran out.
Yeah, mine just did too.
Oh, good. It happened at the same time this week. That's nice. I like when that happens. I have a video of the week.
Yes.
And it's just a short one. It's on YouTube. It's a short film, a short live action film called 1 Minute Time Machine. I think it's about 5 minutes and 41 seconds, I believe, is the total running time. It's cute. It's like a really, really short version of Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, yes. It's everything time travel should be.
It's adorable. The guy's got a little box, and when he hits the button, the time goes back 1 minute. And so he just keeps reliving the same 1 minute over and over again, and he's just trying to pick up a girl. That's all he's doing. He's just got this. He's got one objective, and every time he screws up, he hits the button and starts over again. And I won't tell you where it goes from there. It is quite short. I will leave the link. I thought it was just a lovely, delightful little film, and it just turned up in my YouTube queue saying maybe you would like to watch this movie, and I did. So I will give that a big old thumbs up. 1 Minute Time Machine on YouTube, and like I said, I'll leave a link in the.
Yeah, it is one of those things. You wonder how these things get made.
Yeah.
And get sent out and get popular. Uh-huh. You know.
Well, I mean,
did he just do it by himself?
I'm sure he did.
Have a production company.
These are the types of movies that that my fellow students and I would make at film school. Mm. And stuff like this where it was short, you know, it's one location. This would probably be really inexpensive to shoot. It's one location. It's, you know, it's a park bench. There's a couple of little camera setups, exactly. But not very many.
The time machine probably took $5.
$5 total to make the time machine. And, it's just two cast members. There's no other actors. So,
who may have done it gratis. I mean, you know,
could be, or maybe they just, there. You know, yeah. When I lived in LA, a lot of people would defer wages and you get a percentage if it makes any money.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it's just, you know, let's just make this. I can take the, you know, I can get credit on it, and I've got something for my reel to add to my reel. But I just really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite good, and I think you guys will also enjoy it. 1 Minute Time Machine, like I said. And I should know the name of the director and the writer, but I didn't think to write any of those things down. Yeah. So no credit given. Sorry, but it's a lovely little film.
It's
and all link.
Yeah.
It's cute. It has an unexpected twist in it. Let me just put it that way. that I haven't seen in other time travel movies. I thought was an interesting. Well, all right, that's cool. Let's do our U rules and hit the road, shall we?
Okay. Well, I have two U rules.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Uh huh.
And the first one is for again my sister Pat.
Yes, of course.
And not because she paid for our IT.
No, but she does rule. For
this
that.
Also came on Tuesday. I'll try to keep this short. I promise I will. But, you know, the company I work for, we have the nicest people insured. But we also have people like, I told Pat about this one. Can you imagine being the person that when they see you walk through the door, they say, oh my God. And Tuesday, I was the recipient of that person. And I don't know if I ever told you this. When Pat was on her 2-week jaunt overseas, so she wasn't there.
Yeah.
His wife called and said, when do you go to lunch? We said 12:30 to 1:30. Yeah. Okay, we'll be there at 1:30. They came in at 12:15. And this man stood before me and pontificated to the point where we didn't go to lunch until 2:20.
Fucking A.
That kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, on Tuesday of this week, and Pat was there, he came in. They had a claim during Hurricane Helene.
Yeah.
and he had a folder with a lot of notes, and mm-hmm. he started asking me these questions, and I kept saying, Mr. X,
uh-huh.
abduct claims. I cannot answer any of this.
Right.
All I do is report your claim.
Right.
If you have problems with claims, you have to talk to them. Well, yeah. it went on and on and
right.
on. It was growing ever long till 12:30 to lunch.
Right.
And
yeah.
I saw it all coming out again.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you, my sister was having none of him.
Oh, good.
She stood up and she said, sorry, but we go to lunch at 12:30, so you're going to have to wrap it up and get out of here.
Good. Good for her.
And the more he stalled, the closer she got to him and said, I'm sorry, we have to leave.
Yep.
And she got him right out of our office.
Nice. Very
if
good.
If only she would have been there that day.
Oh, yeah.
But my other U rule is for Shayna.
Shayna?
Shayna is, I don't know if she's the sole owner or part owner of the Palisades, the place with the high
Oh,
team.
Yeah.
So, Pat found out.
You guys can hear Bette's voice going now, can't you?
It's just going, I've talked too much today.
I know.
But earlier in the month, when Pat was, you know, when we'd been waitlisted and Pat was trying to get us in,
mm-hmm.
She had heard that Shayna, who she and Brian are kind of friends with, you know, because
yeah.
they go there so much and they're friendly, you know, that Shayna was not in the country, that she was off
oh.
in Belgium
Ooh.
Learning how to make chocolates.
Ooh.
And I don't know people, I have eaten chocolates, and because of our exchange student, Marie Noel, I have eaten Belgian chocolates.
Yeah.
There is nothing on this earth like a Belgian chocolate.
If you're going to go to learn to make chocolates, Belgium's a place to go.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
And so when we got our little
is she
menu,
in fucking Bruges?
What?
Is she in fucking Bruges?
I have no idea. But when we looked at the menu and the courses, the very last thing at the bottom of the menu was Shayna's homemade chocolates.
Ah.
So when that last thing came out, there was a little bitty chocolate. I have never eaten chocolate made by an American in my life that could compare. I mean, oh my God, it was so wonderful. And Shayna, that you knew to go to Belgium and that you made those little chocolates that all of us went happy home with going, oh my goodness. God. There was like caramel in the middle, but it was dark chocolate. It was perfect. So
yum.
Shayna at the Palisades, you rule. Go back to Belgium again. Get
yeah.
us some more chocolate.
More chocolate. Come to Bellingham first. I want some Belgian chocolate out here, maybe. Come on. I have a U rule this week, and it is for my friend Jeremy, who
oh.
played Charlie Brown in You're a Good Man, Charlie
You're
Brown.
You're a good
all those years
man,
ago.
Charlie Brown.
He's got just a, you've never heard a more angelic singing voice in your life.
Oh.
He has such a beautiful voice, and he's just a sweet, upbeat, positive guy. So much fun to hang out with. Jeremy helped me out with a little task this week. A couple of months ago, I got a letter from Mom's insurance company saying, just so you know, we're discontinuing the plan that you're on, and you'll have to choose a new one before
that.
January 1st. And I'm like, oh, God, now what? You know, another damn thing I got to do. And then I was thinking, well, I don't know. Now she's got Medicaid. Does she need to still have a supplemental Medicare plan? Or maybe she doesn't. I don't know. And I was asking my sister about it. I'm like, what do you think I should do? And, you know, Stacey had recommended that I get in touch with the woman who had originally been helping us navigate the Medicaid maze. And so I thought I'd get in touch with her. But then I remembered that my friend Jeremy, actually, this is what he does for a living. He works for an insurance company, but his specific focus is helping people sign up for Medicare plans. So, oh, I'll hit him up.
He's
I'll just,
the Phyllis in your world.
He is. He's our Phyllis. So I so I hit him up on just on Facebook Messenger and said, do you know, do I need, does she need, if she's got Medicaid, does she need, if she's got Medicaid and Medicare, does she need a supplemental plan as well? And he said, why don't you come into my office and we'll talk about it. And I was like, oh boy, this is going to cost money. Probably, I don't know how much, but my mom's got some money. It's okay. So I went to see him on Thursday. No charge at all for the visit, but not because, not because I'm his friend or anything. He said, no, don't worry about it. Humana pays me. You don't have to worry about it. I don't charge you a thing. But yeah, we sat down. You know, we got some information. I gave him all of mom's prescriptions. He went through everything and he said, this is the plan that your mom's going to need. It's still with Humana. It's, you know, it's accepted by her pharmacy and by the people who are doing her care now. So you're good. And, you know, I was there for like a half hour. We had a great chat, got caught up. We haven't really seen each other in a really long time. And I mean, again, he's just so, he's so friendly and upbeat and positive. It's really hard to be in a bad mood if you're in the same room as Jeremy.
Oh,
so I just want to give him a U-rule. He's a sweet, sweet man.
He
Thanks
rules.
Thanks for your help.
And, you know, after my day off on Monday, the next day I'm having my phone conversation with Phyllis.
Oh.
Who's going to walk me through the scary world of Medicare.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. I'm just gonna give you. I'm just giving you a little bit of positivity. You're gonna make it, and your life's gonna be so much better when you're on Medicare. Oh my god, you're gonna be able to go to the doctor all the fucking time, and never have to pay a dime. It's gonna be great.
Oh, by the way, before we say goodbye,
yes,
just I've been checking Facebook sporadically.
Oh. How's the game?
Sporadically, top of the fourth quarter.
Oh,
G-Men 31, Rams 8.
Yes, go
G-Men!
Fuck yeah, come on G-Men!
Woo! They've won it all.
Well, they haven't won it all yet. It's not over.
Well, you know, but they've won
it
all.
If they win this, then they win it all. All right, well, go G-Men. All right, gang. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this week's Hucklebug. We sure appreciate you being here along with us.
Yes!
And we will be back next week. We're going to record a pre-Christmas show and then the year we'll do our year-end show also.
Oh, that's going to be a downer.
Start thinking about it. Start thinking about it. What's your movie of the year? What's your binge watch of the year, et cetera, et cetera. Until next week, we want to thank you all for listening and we'll talk to you next time. Until then, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Here we go.
For me.
Is that the baby?
Then a baby. Then a baby. Then a baby. Chimney tonight.